Let's start with two truths and a lie game in time-traveling story form. Imagine with me that you've just settled into your window seat in a commercial plane heading to the opposite coast of America in 1933. You buckled your seatbelt, right? Okay, now you just finished your first book to help keep you awake. Then something catches your eye right outside of your window. At first, you see an airplane alongside the one you're in. Upon further examination, especially since there's been nothing but clouds in the sky for the past few hours, you blink your eyes twice and look around to see if anyone else is seeing this scary sight. A man outside the plane dressed with a helmet, goggles, and grabbing a hose. He's now extending his hand out from the other plane, trying to grab the nozzle of the hose. Despite the intensity of the elements, including speed and gravity, he is determined to get the hose to its original place after refueling the plane. Welcome. This is Minding AI Ethics Podcast, a conversation starter on ethical and human factors. I am Renise from MindingAIEthics.com. Now back to the episode. Did you identify what the two truths and the lie was? It is true that aerial refueling or in-flight refueling is a real thing. The lie is that you would have to be on a fighter jet or military plane to experience aerial refueling at this time. In the meantime, it is inevitable that layover at regular and extraordinary airports is for everyone. But in post-World War I, in the 1920s, many countries were working out the idea of in-flight refueling. Fighter jets had different capabilities and capacities back then. In the United States, the first attempt by the Army Air Service really required a man to grab a hose from another plane to refuel in air. That's true guts. No wonder these crews were dubbed invisible men. Today, thankfully, in-flight fueling doesn't require servicemen and women to risk their lives by being outside of an aircraft grabbing hoses. The technological development and innovation to refueling is astounding. Although there are still risks, the mastery level skills, cooperation, and communication required to complete aerial refueling is really a marvel. The logistics and strategic usefulness to the military cannot be overlooked or understated. The tanker which brings the fuel and the receiver or plane getting fuel are equally important to the completed mission of the military. In the same manner, non-technical AI specialists are flying at high speeds to infuse and exchange information with technical AI specialists. The AI solution will require all brilliant minds to fly high together, collaborating, communicating, and problem solving. But like the first iteration of aerial refueling, there are glaring issues in the process, technology, and human impact. It would be negligent of me not to address the past and present dangers or casualties to those leading AI safety and ethics work in conversations. In 2023, when technology leaders and executives, among many others, were calling for a six-month pause on powerful AI systems, paradoxically, many safety, ethics, and compliance teams in technology companies were being laid off. Ironic as you see it, for many reasons. One reason, non-technical teams like compliance, for example, are usually blamed for slowing things down in technology companies who are racing first, recognition, and growth profit margins. If the technology you are creating scares you, how do you think the general public feels? How do you refocus research and development to be safe, robust, trustworthy, etc., if the individuals who define, govern, and implement those principles aren't at your company? Why should consumers use your product? And if you don't have non-technical AI professionals you trust, respect, and listen to in your company, how then will the public believe and trust that you will listen to federal agencies, policies, and laws? The highest profile, egregious, and unethical trend I've observed is the minimization of research findings, the researcher, and/or research censorship. In a sense, the same research that brought technical advancements is the same research that will bring out our faults. Side note to big corporations and executives who run them, it's never a good look to attack a former employee who has defended human interest or were doing their job. Historically, trying to silence the researcher, ethicist, and or whistleblower for that matter, is really the smoke indicating a fire. People will always follow these stories and look out for more information about your company's faux pas. All issues in the development of new technology must first be acknowledged in order to be addressed. The research shows that early adopters are gracious to mistakes and problems. Honestly, most people will be kind to overlook problems that are truly being addressed in technology as it expanded so drastically since 1980. Also, it is ethically sound and usually more profitable in the long run to deal with all problems up front rather than to be liable years later. But for the sake of humanity, human factors and those professions cannot be dismissed or ignored, especially with AI or generative AI. There is too much at stake. To the credit of the writers of the open letter to pause giant AI experiments, it includes a lot of AI's problems, implications, reasoning, and possible solutions. Collectively, progress is being made. However, there is no profit if humans aren't here. If you research the development of aerial refueling, you will see many inventions that were developed to solve the problems of refueling at top speeds in the sky. Startup companies, for example, have a production and productive pace that is akin to aerial refueling. However, non-technical roles need to be present and emphasized at the foundation. At established companies, technical needs the non-technical, and vice versa for success. Individuals and eventually teams will collaborate, problem solve, experiment, and reiterate in real time to address issues. There's no time left to dismiss what you don't understand or care for. Now is the time to let bygones be bygones and have space for all types of input and solutions, especially the non-technical AI ones. Until next episode, some food for thought. A bad beginning makes a good ending. Liked this episode? Tell someone and subscribe. Want to continue the conversation? Share this podcast and or follow Minding AI Ethics on social media platforms. Until next time, think ethically.